We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, October 13th. Well, we had a few snow flurries in the Front Range yesterday, which is always a sign that basketball's not far off. The CU men's basketball team, coming off an NCAA tournament appearance last year, is going to look a whole lot different for Tad Boyle this season. Gone are a fantastic group of seniors led by all-everything guard McKinley Wright. In 2021-22, the Buffs will feature a total of 10 freshmen and sophomores on the squad. And a couple of weeks into camp, the Buffs head man is really liking his young team.
I said this last year, Mark, you know, that last year's team was probably the most enjoyable team I've coached, you know, maybe my career. And I feel really the same way about this year's team. We had 7 seniors last year. We've only got 4 this year. Evan Batty and Eli Parquet kind of starts with them. But Ben and Ersek and Will Laughlin, 2 walk-ons that have been with us now for a while, I think they're going to provide us great leadership this year, and we're going to need it because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when adversity is going to hit us,
sure.
And we're going to need great leadership to get us through those times. But I really like our young guys, but we're going to need some of those guys to grow up quick.
Yeah, those young guys are awful talented. I want one thing, you and I have talked about this before. A team like last year, your coaching was a little bit different now with a team like this, because you know, those guys knew a lot. They knew what to expect. They knew the culture. They knew your system. You and your staff got to do a lot of coaching, I think, this year.
Yeah, a lot more teaching, a lot more reps, a lot more, you know, stopping things. And again, that's where the few seniors that we do have done and need to continue to do a great job of letting their voices be heard, because it can't always just be the coaches. And we know when the games start, we start going up and down, and you know, we don't get to go out and huddle with the guys on the court. You know, they have to huddle themselves. They have to kind of right the wrongs, if you will, and understand what it takes to be successful. And that's what we're really trying to get through to our guys right now. You know, a lot of our young players think that their identity comes from making shots and, you know, seeing that ball go through the hoop, which we all like to see.
Yep.
We just saw it with Georgetown, right? It's nice when that ball goes through the hoop, but we got to figure out how do we win games when it's not going through the hoop and really dive into that area.
The Buffaloes will hold their black and gold scrimmages coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Event Center. Admission is free to the public. Doors open up on the upper concourse around 9:45. Buffs will run practice drills for the first 45 minutes of the get-together, with the scrimmage beginning at 10:30. Now, after the scrimmage, you can make your way to Folsom Field for the Buffs Pac-12 South football meeting with winless Arizona. Colorado head coach Carl Durrell says, despite not having a victory this season, Don't overlook the Wildcats.
I feel that you're going to feel, this team is getting better themselves, you know, from the start of their season to where they are right now. In a lot of ways, they mirror a lot of the issues that we've dealt with having a lot of new players playing and, you know, guys, they've had some quarterback rotation. They, you know, so there's been some, you know, just trying to fact find on their own from an offensive standpoint. I think defensively, their system on defense is a pretty extensive system. You know, they do a great job of creating a lot of different looks from a defensive front standpoint. They do a lot of blitzing and linebacker pressures in a lot of different ways, which makes it challenging for any offense. And right now, I think they're playing pretty well. You know, they're in games and being competitive, and so they just haven't been able to close out games themselves. So, you know, it's this is a team that's getting better, and they're playing hard. They're doing everything that, you know, as a coach in this first year would want his team to do. Is they're playing hard and trying to do the things that that they're teaching in their system. So it's going to be another big challenge for all of us, because it's and particularly for us, because we're almost, you know, in a similar situation. You know, we're challenging ourselves to play better football and to execute better and to be more efficient and things like that, and they're trying to do the same thing.
Saturday, the Buffaloes entertain the Arizona Wildcats at Folsom Field. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network gets underway at 11:30 a.m. with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. First hour will be on Franklin Field, followed by the kickoff at 1:30. The game can be heard in Denver at 850 KOA on SiriusXM Channel 197 and on the Varsity Network app. By the way, Thursday night, we'll have the return of Buffs primetime after the bye week. We'll chat with Carl Durrell, obviously, and also be joined by tight ends coach Brian Cook, and one of his tight ends, Alec Pell, out of Cherry Creek High School, will join us as well. The show airs in Denver on 850 KOA from 8 till 9 p.m. on Thursday night. University of Colorado women's golf team moved up a few positions to finish 12th on Tuesday at the Illini Women's Invitational. Colorado was 14th heading into the third round after shooting a 294 in the second and shaved off 12 strokes in the third round, firing a 6-under par 282. See, you 6-under tied for the third best score in the third round of the event. On the sports slate this week for the Buffaloes, today through Sunday, women's tennis is in Las Vegas at the ITA Mountain Regional Championships. On Friday, Mark Wetmore and the cross-country team are in Tallahassee, Florida for the pre-nationals. Also on Friday, volleyball battles Cal and Berkeley at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. On Sunday, soccer hosts Stanford at noon at Prenta Field. And also on Sunday, volleyball is at Stanford at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.